Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. The big game is coming up this weekend, and looking forward to that. Say hello to our man Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, what's up?
I'm good. A lot of people want to talk to my daughter. They want to talk to me this week. They want to win that national anthem and set the tone for the game. So I can't remember if I've ever won that many in a row. She's going for number 10. So we'll see if she can get the job done.
Do you feel like the over-under on that's low?
So here's what she said. And studies music pretty intensely. So I gave her the assignment, told her who was singing it, and the over-under last Saturday. I think it was about like 12 noon. Didn't hear from her. I'm like, wow. Finally, I get a call about 5:30, and she says to me, I got it figured out. I said, okay. She said, the reason it took so long, she goes, there was 22 YouTube videos of Reba McEntire singing the national anthem, and she loves Reba. I mean, she is a storyteller, but she said that, do you know anything about playing music at all, musical notes?
Yeah, I play guitar, so.
Okay, yep. All right. So she said when she starts, now she sings on a D. She said in the 80s, Reba started singing on a C, in the 90s on a B, and then as late as 2012 on an A note. She does not feel that she is going to all of a sudden change the way she sings the national anthem, even though it's the big stage. She goes, she's comfortable with who she is. She's not just going to rip this thing out and make it longer than what she normally does. So 19 of the 22 are under. Almost everyone is on the over, from what I'm hearing. She just thinks that her vocal cords have thinned out, and she clips a lot of the ends of her phrases. She feels pretty comfortable. It's going under 90 and a half seconds.
Okay. All right. So there you go. We got that. All right. What other props do you have, both with the game and then the fun ones?
All right. So there's another fun one. You got to bet something here on the the Taylor Swift 30-odd different prop wager. So I'm not going to wager she can be hugging, you know, Travis Kelce's mom. But there is a precedent when they've had props on how many times will they show people. For instance, when Peyton Manning's in the game, how many times will they show Eli or vice versa? And they would set those at like 1.5, and the public would bet the over. Taylor Swift, number of appearances from the start of the game to the end of the game, this isn't after the game's over, is 5.5. I think they're telling the cameraman, listen, if Casey scores, or if it's, let's say it's Travis Kelce catching the touchdown, or has a big 3rd-and-15 catch or a one-handed catch, then show Taylor Swift. But otherwise, I think it's going way under. I think they're going to show her 2, 3, and at the most 4 times. Love the under 5.5 appearances from the start of the game to the end. A couple of the player props that I like. I think that San Francisco is going to run the ball more than normal. They don't want to fall behind like they did against Detroit and Green Bay. If they do, they're going to have a tough time coming back. So I like Deebo Samuel over 13.5 rushing yards. He hasn't rushed a whole lot lately because, you know, he's been hurt and didn't want to take a chance. I think they let it all hang out with him, and he can gain 15, 20 yards on one rush. Over 13.5 rushing yards for Deebo Samuel in the game. Brock Purdy, 247.5 passing yards. Kansas City is not only not allowed a 300-yard passing day for a quarterback, they haven't allowed more than 260 yards. And with them, I think, running more than normal, especially in the first half, I'm going to go under 247.5 passing yards. Brock Purdy only got to the 250s and 260s, and they were trailing early in both games. And then for the Chiefs, there's a couple I like. I like Patrick Mahomes under 35.5 yards on the longest completion, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire under 7.5 rushing yards. He's only coming in on 3rd-and-long situations. They're not going to run him here. And one of the team props here, let's go with the Kansas City Chiefs under 5.5 penalties. Couple things here. They have been here before. The moment's not going to be too big for them. They are disciplined. Andy Reid reminds me of like a Don Shula coach team. And I also feel the only guy that can probably hurt him is Kadarius Toney, and I can't see him playing more than 4 or 5 plays in the game. And if he does, then look out. You know, he might line up off sides, block in the back or something like that. He's certainly the wild card, but under 5.5 penalties for the Chiefs.
All right, so ParamountSports.com, what can people expect when they go to your website this weekend?
All right, so if they want to get the game, we have won 7 of the last 10 Super Bowls on our prop plays. We have 15 of them this year. We've had winners on 8 of the last 10 years. They want to get the game and also get the 15 prop plays, normally $197, just $97 on the website, ParamountSports.com. And also I'm going to give away, just my way of saying thanks for listening in, we have won 4 of the last 5 UFC cards, but I just can't come up with 5 or 6 selections this week. So I have 3 strong ones. I'm going to give them away for free. Go to ParamountSports.com on the homepage where it says free pick sign up. Put in your email address and we'll email you those tonight for the Saturday UFC Fight Night card. So just my way of saying thank you. So everyone have fun for the Super Bowl. Don't eat too much. What's on the menu there, both you guys?
I'm thinking wings. Definitely going to do some wings.
And what else? You have some chips and salsa?
Yeah, I'll do some
beforehand.
Chips and salsa, maybe nachos.
Nachos,
like
a little Soylent Green.
Okay, and then for dessert?
I don't know. I'm not a huge dessert guy.
What's so like a 4-hour event? You got to come up.
Yeah,
you gotta have something.
I mean,
maybe
some cookies, something simple. Like
okay. Oh, okay. I'm gonna go with a little key lime pie here.
Yeah, key lime pie is a good one. That is definitely a good one. But gonna be a fun one. We'll see how it all shakes out, and we'll keep up with your props, Lee. We've enjoyed this year, yep. And we'll hope to do it again next year.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right, you too. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. ParamountSports.com is the website where you can go and get those free UFC picks as well. It's time. We're gonna have to give our picks officially coming up next.
Okay.
You love this.
Because I don't think anybody cares. That's why I love it.
Well, I think a lot of people care about us and our show. I mean, you are my buddy. So,
right. You know. Yeah, we're best friends,
that's
pal.
That's right. We'll do that coming up next, if you only knew. Hey, also, tune in to 94.9 The Fan this Sunday as Vanderbilt women's basketball takes on Georgia on the road. Pregame at 10:45 with tip-off at 11. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app.